aimed at our God-given rights? Anyways, this invisible deadly virus that's going to kill everyone, if we don't blindly rally along with the narrative of a fear that they drive in hopes that we are brought to their resolve, you know, which we all know is their version of a vaccination, that is in fact hurting, maiming, and even killing people that are the recipients of these deadly experimental injections. We have seen the said representatives and governments transgress over and over, namely in the United States, our U.S. Constitution, and our enumerated laws. We have seen them illegally attack the churches, illegally attack businesses, and even illegally attack individuals through forced compliance measures. Friends, they do this because they know that they've lost the narrative. As a matter of fact, they lost the narrative long ago, and that is no matter how hard they push their agenda. We all know that the majority of the frontline health workers have refused their experimental injections. We know that the majority of the military has refused their experimental injections. As a matter of fact, we know that the Food and the Drug Administration employees have even refused their experimental injections. The Center for Disease Control, the World Health Organization, and yes, even the National Institute of Health refuse what it is that they themselves are trying to sell the rest of us. And regardless of what the controlled opposition coming from the likes of a self-proclaimed evangelical leader, Franklin Graham, who wants to sell us concerning this pitch of love your neighbor as yourself, folks, it's all failing and failing miserably. Listen to this quick parable, if you will. While eating out with my family during the beginning of this pandemic, I noticed something that we should, well, all take heed to. The big screen televisions were playing the local NFL football game, and what I noticed was that they had dummies in the stands. Literally, friends, dummies with smiling faces. But what struck me as odd was the audience that sounded like it was in full capacity. It sounded like, in fact, that there was 73,000 people in that stadium, and yet there was not one person in the stands.
Touchdown, Minnesota!
It reminds me of the Saul Alinsky strategy of making the enemies, that's you and me, believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. Isn't that what they're doing with the alleged recipients of this experimental injections in hopes of singling everyone out that dares defy and resist? Why, yes it is. Folks, they can't even tell you the truth when it comes to the numbers. First, it was 66 million that have taken their experimental injections. And then through the mainstream media and their useful idiots, we were told that there was 100 million people that took their experimental injections. And then a couple days later, it went back down to 77 million. And before you knew it, and right on cue, they magically propagandized Americans with the fact that now, say they, 60% of all Americans have now played the part of a helpless guinea pig when we have all now succumbed to their experimental injections. I'm here to tell you, friends, it's just not true. Remember Treasonous Joe's threat of we need 70% injected before the 4th of July? And if not, here comes the threat, we may have to shut everything down again?
We need everyone to get vaccinated. We need everyone to keep washing their hands, stay socially distanced, and keep wearing the mask as recommended by the CDC. Because if we don't stay vigilant and the conditions change, then we may have to reinstate restrictions to get back on track.
It's aimed at singling you out. Friends, it's aimed at isolating you, polarizing you, and demonizing those that have not taken it, period. They want you to believe that everyone is going along with this, when in fact, again, they are not. As a matter of fact, if it were true, then why do the compromised in this criminal conspiracy have to resort to bribery, coercion, manipulation through allurement?
Exactly.
Pretty telling, is it not? I mean, we have lotteries in Ohio. CNN reported Ohio's Vax a Million lotteries boost COVID-19 vaccination rate. Well, this is what the governor wants you to believe. a chance to win $1 million if you get the experimental injections? Hey friends, one question to ask yourself is, where did that money come from? BBSRadio.com.
Hello, I'm Curtis Powers, the producer of the film Agenda, Grinding America Down. Agenda has won many different awards for its clarity in explaining the purposefulness behind the 100-year war against America from within. If you'd like to get a copy, please go to agendadocumentary.com, agendadocumentary.com. This award-winning film will help be a great educational tool for you and your family.
William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, prophesied over 100 years ago that the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. And here we are today.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Oh my goodness, is it raining? It is raining, raining, raining. Man, I was watching some videos this morning, and I was going through some information and vetting the information, and I'll tell you what, folks, it is, some of this stuff is just over the top, overwhelming concerning what people on a worldwide basis have succumbed to. And they put themselves in that position to do so. They have nobody to blame but themselves. And I'm so overwhelmed by some of the information. And why is it overwhelming? Because it's so unthinkable. And this is one of the keys as to why the bad guys get away with the bad guys that are in front of your face all day, is because you think that nobody in their right mind would commit such an act. Well, you're exactly right. They wouldn't. But they think a different way than me and you think. And what they've been responsible for, friends, and what they're responsible for is in the face of the American people, and the people allow them to continuously do so. That's the great wonder of the age. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and subscribe and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well. If you want to check out giving us a phone call, we'd appreciate that. That number is 281-845-4704. Again, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here. Just wanted to let you know, this is going to be another one of those I told you so's. If you want to know why the bad guys aren't being dealt with in federal government, is because a good portion of them are extorted and compromised. Okay, I know some people still don't want to come to the realization of what I'm telling you, but the fact of the matter is things like the things that are taking place, and I'm going to highlight one of those in just a moment, they don't take place because they're not guilty of the things that are taking place. I mean, look what's going on in your country right now. This is the face of those that are dictating the scoundrels in government today concerning the things that they continuously advocate for on so many different levels. Now, I've highlighted the fact that we've got a lot of great American appeasers, and I've named them over and over and over and over and over again firsthand. Jason Chaffetz talked about Trey Gowdy, talked about Daryl Issa, talked about all the good guys they put up. I've covered Marjorie Taylor Greene. I've covered Rand Paul. I've covered Bull Bett, Daddy's Little Girl. I've covered Matt Gaetz. I mean, I've told you about them all. I've told you over and over again what they're guilty of. Jim Jordan's one of those guys, and I told you Jim Jordan was caught up in a sexual scandal as well. And if you want to know why there's no justice, it's because they're there to merely appease and pacify the American people and giving them the impression that somehow or another they got everything in control and they're going to take care of the bad guys. But year after year after year after year, decade after decade after decade after decade, nothing's ever done. And yet the American people still haven't figured out that they're capitalizing off of the crimes that they themselves are guilty of while accusing others of what, in fact, they themselves, as I said, are guilty of. And as it goes on, right? And the reason I'm saying that is because of all people, they're highlighting the fact of what I told you about Matt Gaetz over and over again is now coming to pass. Matt Gaetz fought to release the House Ethics Report. Now we know why. It's because of what I told you before. And am I equating the truth of the matter concerning Matt Gaetz now because MSNBC says it? No, I'm showing you because a good portion of you say you don't believe it. But yet when the mainstream media says it, then you believe it. I don't know how that works. It's called holding the truth and unrighteousness. And I'm not being facetious. This is maddening what the American people tolerate, to say the least, on so many different levels. But what we're finding now is Matt Gaetz, just like I told you before, and again, everybody thought he was the good guy because the mainstream media told you he was a good guy and he was going to stop all the corruption. Well, when in fact, friends, you can't expect the corrupt to stop the corrupt, right? Okay, well, that's where we're here, or that's why we're here today. They found that while Matt Gaetz was a member of Congress, he was purchasing and using illegal drugs as regularly paid multiple women for sex. Now, remember what I told you, friends. I told you that was going on, and it was interesting how Matt Gaetz made it to Congress. He's a said representative out of Florida. But I told you he made it to Congress, and I told you the only way that he made that is because he's extorted and compromised. Well, guess what they're finding out? Just that. And I also told you it's interesting to note that Matt Gaetz made it to Congress while his buddy that was guilty of the same crimes that Matt Gaetz was responsible for committing somehow or another ended up in prison. How does that work? I just got done telling you how it works. If you go along and you're part of the good old boys clubs and you want to continuously do the things that you do, acting as if God doesn't see all, then that's up to you. But the fact of the matter is he does see all things and he brings all things to justice in spite of his disobedient apostate church in America. And that's not on him. That's on the apostates found within the American church. And again, it's a sad place to be in America when you can see the things going on the way that we see things going on. Now, I'm going to go ahead and tee this up before the first break, but I want you to see and understand that nobody's pushing this cashless society more than Donald Trump, and nobody's pushing the cashless society more than Elon Musk. So if you want to know why Elon's palling around with Donald Trump right now, you don't have to listen because you're probably not going to until it's at your front door, Amos 6:3, and then that explains to you in that particular scripture as well, and that reference as to why it's going to come to your front door. It comes to your front door because you fail to deal with the bad guys. And you can also go over to Proverbs 21, verse 7 as well. It talks about why it happens. And common sense does, again, come into play. But I want to show you what's happening in America today, because I don't think people realize that this is already taking place, where they're pushing a cashless society. We've seen it at one of the stores locally in Minnesota. And I just, when I see it, folks, I just tell the people that are pushing it, this isn't what you want, because the minute they go cashless on you, if you allow them to do it, you're done. You're completely enslaved. Then they come up with the social credit score. Then they come up with who's good, who's bad, who's indifferent. Then they come up with who can travel, who can report, who can't, so on and so forth. If you think that's crazy, it is crazy. But this is what you get from a bunch of madmen that you allow to have the reins to push the things that they want to push. We see what I'm talking about right now in China, as a matter of fact. Let me show you what's going on in America.
So this man's saying that you don't got to use no credit card or
look
nothing
at this.
To pay for this water right here.
I didn't know if you could cover anything. Bye.
Oh, I got my, okay, thank you. Whoa, wait a minute.
All he did is put his palm on the scanner, and it paid for everything. You see this? You better make people aware of what's going on, friends, because I said it once and I'll say it again. If you don't understand what's going on, if they do this, you're done. We'll be right back. Hey, BBS Radio. Hey, BBS Radio. Swing! BBSRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Carrie Vinci from Rancho Santa Fe, California. I've recently been elected to school board and would like to give a special thanks to Bradley Dean for the positive inspiration he's given me to be involved in our kids' future for our great nation. Please join Bradley Dean in his quest to reinstate common sense, Christian-based approach to bring people together to live free with liberty and justice for all.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
Hey, BBS Radio. Hey, BBS Radio. Swing! BBSRadio.com. Hey, guys. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Now, there would be no Merry Christmas if there wasn't Christ, right? Yes, I mean, that correlates perfectly, and it does add to the common sense we should all have. 281-845-4704. I'm going to go ahead and take Margie from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Margie, what say you?
Hey, Bradley. Great church yesterday. Unbelievable.
Awesome.
But I got a question for you.
Sure.
Now, in Germany, I don't know if you heard that a migrant went through their Christmas market and injured over 200 people and killed multiple people. And they say the tide is turning and they are protesting, huge protests against this immigration policy.
Oh, was it an illegal that committed the crime?
Like,
Margie, is that what happened? Did an illegal commit the crime?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Yep.
Yep. He was a, who have they allowed over there? He was an Islam.
Yeah, Muslim.
I'm not sure of the name. Yep. They have his name, but they're not releasing it.
Of course not.
But I'm just, what do you think? Are they going to, is it going to take something that horrific in the United States for people to really get a clue, Bradley?
Well, here it is, Margie. We were told by the government and its cohorts, the accomplices that cover for them, the useful idiots in the Mockingbird media, that it was the Muslims that dropped the two buildings in New York on September 11, 2001. After the towers went down, they didn't know who to attack. What people aren't paying attention to is all the agencies that were created after the September 11th attacks, only to find out that those agencies were created to attack Americans, because 18 years later, they were attacking anybody and everybody that dares stood up against the Muslims that are taking office in the United States of America. Huge increase in mosques across the country. They are equated, according to John Guandoli from the FBI, as military bases. They're increasing, they're colonizing in the United States of America. Adolf Hitler, for those that don't know history, actually used the Germans, and not only the Germans, to fight his wars for him, but he also used mercenaries called the Muslims to go ahead and kill off his political opposition in Germany. We have over 35 jihadi camps in America right now. Nobody's talking about them, except people that are trying to make you aware of the fact that they're in your backyard. Yeah. And that's all we have to do is ask the question, what are they doing here in the first place? Well, they're being used as mercenaries when they need to be called up. Going back to Germany, I do want to say this. It's interesting because I did see a little something about it. And so now that you're filling me in concerning the questions that I had, if it was a Muslim, keep in mind, that's been going on in America for a long time.
I just double checked. It was. And he went through with his car, Mach 9, yelling, Allah Akbar.
Yep. Allahu Akbar. Yep. Yep. Did you know that just last summer, we had one that was all armed up, and he was waiting for a parade to take place in Fargo, North Dakota. And interestingly enough, he was all ready to go. He was waiting for everybody to come out into the streets so he could commit mass genocide, mass murder, on the behalf of none other than his false god. But people need to understand, the good news was, Margie, he was shot down by a police officer before it went that far. So it was all prevented before it actually happened, at the cost of one of our young police officers in Fargo. The mainstream media did their best to cover up for their crimes. And they can listen, Americans, it's the American media, along with the CIA, along with corruption in government, that are using the Muslims to colonize here, to pull down the infrastructure of this country. Now, if you think I'm kidding, that's all you have to do is look to the history of the Muslims. Why else would you take a people like an Ilhan Omar and put her up as a representative, then put her on Time Magazine as one of the most influential people when she's dumb as a rock? They have the lowest IQs in the world. You take them from war-torn countries. They claim that they need help. They come over into these countries, not just America, but all over the world. And what do? They begin to terrorize the nations once they get into those particular countries. It's exactly what's happening, and it's exactly what's going to continuously happen until the people figure out that they don't mean to assimilate, they mean to conquer, and that's exactly what they're attempting to do. But I think it's a good thing at the expense of innocent people. I'm sorry, I really am, but I think it's a good thing that the world is awakening to the fact that this is again happening all over the world.
Yeah. Well, you know, here in my neighborhood, actually 30 miles away in Cosmos, Minnesota, last summer a Muslim, an angry Muslim, shot up a house with a 55-year-old man in there, killed him, and then when the son came running out of the house armed, he injured him. And then our media kept it as quiet as could be. And I think there's going to be a lot of little attacks like that before this is over.
Well, that's and obviously that is the whole purpose of what they're doing. I mean, you got a pedophile, and I've said this before as well. Pay attention to the sodomites, the homosexuals that are playing the victims when in fact they don't have the shield but the spear. Look at who they're making a prey out of, their children. But what happens when they're busted, then they play the victim, and the mainstream media is right there to give them cover to the best of their abilities. God calls it an abomination, friends, not sin, Leviticus 18:22. But going back to the sodomites, look at how they methodically tear down in war against the law. They play the victim as they attack the law. It's the same thing the Muslims are doing right behind that of the sodomite communities throughout the United States of America, because they're conditioning the people. As a matter of fact, you've got organizations like the ACLU that are fighting for the rights of Muslims in public schools to basically have prayer time, to basically have space to wash their feet. No joke, but they're attacking Christians at every given step. And by the way, rightfully so, if the Christians were doing their job, we could actually restore this country. But since they're not, and it's a lack of Christianity, and nobody rebuked them more than Christ himself did, they're going to go ahead and reap the whirlwind that they sowed into. When they do nothing, they're going to reap just that. The enemies are out there about, and what are they doing? They're boots on the ground, attacking everything that we are, and we're the professed Christians in the church. They're all praying. Speaking of which, I wanted to highlight this, piggybacking what Margie just said. In Poland right now, they're basically refusing to have the Muslims come into their communities. Again, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but Prime Minister of Germany, some time ago, we played these videos for you. We've showed you the pictures. Janet Merkel was her name, and she seemed to have been the daughter of Adolf Hitler himself, because we can see that the apple doesn't fall too far from the wicked tree. But she slapped the German flag, and she said that Germany belongs to Muslims. Anybody paying attention to how crime is skyrocketing when these people enter into the country, in those countries? And the reason it's happening is because they're a disarmed people. You know what's happening here in America? St. Cloud, Minnesota, probably about 40 minutes away from where I'm at right now. You could feel the tension because the pedophile governor, Tim Walz, is colonizing. He's pulling them in along with the other plant, the criminal, that nobody has any respect for. As a matter of fact, the state hates his guts. And I'm talking about Keith Ellison, who's from Michigan, who was planted here in Minnesota. It's interesting how they want to allure 200 to 300% more Muslims into America. But going back to St. Cloud, they had one Muslim. What he did is he decided to go ahead and test his steel. He put on a security uniform. It was at Crossroads Mall. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. You can actually watch the video. But what he did is he walked around stabbing people, telling them, asking them who they served. Then if they didn't say Allah, he would stab them. Well, good thing for us, friends, that we're still an armed people. And here is the power of being an armed people. It deters the crime and it stops the crime. Opposite is how the mainstream media would have you believe. But what was interesting, an off-duty cop was on standby. He happened to be at a Macy's, and he tracked him down, and he shot the Muslim to death, and he bled out in Macy's at Crossroads in St. Cloud. That was a strong message to those people that they're not in Europe, that they're still an American, that the American people are not going to tolerate their crimes. But don't go to sleep. Don't go back to sleep, friends. You got to wake up, because there's more on the horizon. Sooner or later, when this hits, it's going to hit. And I'm telling you what, the storm is only beginning. That tsunami's coming back. And we are seeing the head of this monster at every given step, friends. And again, I'm sorry that I have to share that information with you, but if you don't want to listen to it, this is what you're going to reap. In Poland right now, they're saying absolutely not to the Muslims coming in. I do a whole show on this. Prison systems are filled with a higher percentage of the Muslims than any other group of people all over the world. And again, you have to ask yourself the question, why would you pull in the most dense population from a war-torn nation? Why would you allure them into your country outside of the fact that you wanted to use them as a political battering ram for your purposes? I just told you. Hey, folks, the jig is up, right? Now you know what the problem is. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Ben Franklin said in September of 1782 that bad examples to youth are more rare in America, which must be comfortable consideration to parents. To this may be truly added that serious religion, Christianity, under its various denominations, is not only tolerated, but respected and practiced. Atheism, is unknown there, infidelity rare and secret, so that persons may live to a great age in that country without having their piety shocked by meeting with either atheist or an infidel. Martin Luther King Jr. was right when he said that a man of conscience can never be a consensus leader. He doesn't take a stand in order to search for consensus. He is ultimately a molder of consensus. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in the moments of comfort or in the moments of convenience, but where he stands in the moments of being challenged and in moments of controversy. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
My name is Dr. John Diamond. I'm the director of Peacemakers Outreach and the author of the book, An Appeal to Heaven, A Cry for Divine Justice. Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty radio show presents an unapologetic and unabashed presentation of all of the culturally relevant issues of our day from a biblical perspective. His commitment to preach the whole counsel of God's word is a breath of fresh air in a nation where even the pastors are afraid to preach the truth.
Patrick Henry said in a speech to the House of Burgess in May of 1765 that it cannot be emphasized too clearly and too often that this nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians. Not on religion, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. For this very reason, people of other faiths have been afforded asylum, prosperity, and freedom of worship here.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
BBSRadio.com. Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-281-845-4704. I love it when you make it your show, folks. If you haven't called in, you feel the urge to call in, the unction to call in, 1 John 2:27, call in. Pro or con, if you want to contend, that's totally fine. If you want to just add something to the conversation, you can. I've got much to cover, and I was just chuckling a moment ago because I was thinking to myself, well, here we go again. I'm not even talking about what we had set up. I have about 15 tabs in front of me of information I'm going to share with you and do my best to get it off here before the end of the show. I got Enrico from Michigan calling in. How are you, brother, from another mother?
Hello, Brother Bradley. Okay, I just wanted to ask you, have you read the book by Daryl Huff called How to Lie with Statistics?
No.
And I think it's really relevant because you know as much as I do how all these experimental vaccine companies lied. Oh, we're 95 effective. No, 96. 96.5, you know. So
yep.
I just want to throw that in. And that book hits that on the head, man. That it breaks it down how to lie with statistics. So every time I hear that, I laugh at those clowns like, you believe these guys? What?
No, I know. Well, you know, just like Jesus said to the Pharisees, right? They called themselves the good guys. There's no truth in you. You serve the father of lies. He's a murderer. He has been since the beginning, and there's no truth in them. So how could it be otherwise concerning what we're seeing here today? One of the things that I did before the show today was just that. They were losing the narrative, and that's one of the things that they did, Enrico, is they continuously use statistics, but if people were paying attention to how they were changing the statistics around, you know, or they use polls as well, they do that to get the people to believe that the people are divided or there's more by them bolstering numbers and when in fact there's not. They do it all the time, and it always works for their narrative, and they always want to drive the lying narrative in such a way where it works for them to belittle the masses into believing that the small portion of people are in fact the greater people and the greater amount of people more so than the masses. But you're right. It's all statistically nonsense, and that's how they control the people. And again, Enrico, and I'll give you the last word here, but these are the same people that say they don't believe the media until the media says something again, Enrico. So how do you help the people that don't help themselves, right?
Yep. Hey, I don't have anything to say besides on top of that, I'm a say what you always say, Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Hey, Enrico, you have a Merry Christmas, brother.
Yeah, you as well. Happy holidays, brother.
Okay, all right. Well, you take care. Again, folks, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704. Wanted to show you this. I just showed you a picture of what's going on after Margie called in concerning what's going on in Poland, how they're saying no more to Muhammad, not welcome, no more illegals coming in from the Middle East. Of course not, because somebody over there is paying attention to what's going on. Well, here's another one for you. Ready for this? And this will just tip right into, and we'll segue perfectly into the topics that we're going to cover, at least in part. Poland threatens to arrest Israel Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu if he comes to commemorate liberation of Auschwitz. Can somebody tell me why? 281-845-4704. In contrast, this is all you got to do is shut down the media, do your homework, and you'll understand why. Because they acknowledge Mr. Netanyahu for who he really is. Did you know that during the pandemic they impeached him in Israel? They seen he was committing a mass genocide against his own people. This is the guy that the churches in America adore, and they tell that you tell the people, their congregants, their blind, ignorant sheep, bah, to go along in support of Israel because God told us to. Well, I'm here to tell you this is not the Israel that God told us to support. But this is the one that Donald Trump is telling you to support. This is the one the mainstream media is driving. Now, folks, what they're doing is using these people to attack Christians in America. And one of the things that I just want to do is, because there's no gainsay, I want to use a law as unto itself. I want to ask you a question. If these people were the Israel of God, then why are they attacking the Israel of God? Answer the question. I want to tell you why. Because they're not the Israel of God. Netanyahu, friends, is hated by his people. But somehow or another, the mainstream media has convinced the apostates in the Church of America today to get behind these criminals. And that's exactly what they are. If we don't want to listen to the fact that the people in that country during the pandemic said that 75% of the people in Israel during that particular time, geographically speaking, right, that this is a genocide, and he was the one that was responsible for going so far as to impeach his little hind end. Do you think that maybe we should be listening to what the people are trying to tell the rest of the world? They're trying to tell the rest of the world that these are not the people that the West believes in. These are not these good guys that the West is buying. These are the bad guys. The media is the one selling you and casting into your minds that these are the good guys. No, they are not. Again, Revelation 3:9, 2:28 and 29 of Romans chapter 2. Just wanted to show you this because we're going into this perfectly right now. Look at this. Lead singer of the band 4O Dada Gada dies at the age of 39 years old. He said, "I took the first dose and there was no time to pause. The science is instant divine." This is an atheist, friends. He doesn't believe in God, right? And I feel the closed body and the soul is lighter after the vaccine. Of course. Of course. Oh, this is just the tip of the iceberg. Folks, this is the tip of the iceberg. Now, what I want you to do in face of what in fact is happening, all this fruit, all that which is developing concerning the fruit that's hanging on the corrupt tree of your federal government, working hand in glove with criminals in Big Pharma that was going out of business before they created this plandemic. I want you to contemplate what I'm going to show you on social media platforms. If you can't see it, I'll go ahead and show it to you, or I'll basically spell it out for you. Trump hails approved coronavirus vaccine as medical miracle. He is the one that claimed to be the father of the vaccine. He's proud of it, and he claims that he saved millions of lives. How many people have been murdered by this experimental jab, friends? Millions upon millions upon millions. I wanted to let you know that earlier this morning, I'm scrolling through. I do articles. I do radio. I have to be informed about what's going on. Like the Sons of Issachar knew the times. I have to know what's going on concerning the culture, because the culture is the church's report card, and I'm taking responsibility and doing my best to build back the culture in righteousness, not letting it go literally into hell because people have turned their back on him. Psalm 9, 16 and 17. Okay, so I'm saying that, friends, for the purpose that I seen a post this morning. And I honestly couldn't almost believe it. It just keeps tipping in that direction that you almost can't believe it. But it's unthinkable. Yes, it's unthinkable. But again, that's why they do it, and that's how they get away with it. Because they don't think like me and you, friends. But what was interesting, folks, it was a post about a guy that just recently lost his uncle. And it was interesting because all of his friends that were just as blind as they were, you know, the blind lead the blind, they all end up in the ditch, right? Matthew 15. Isn't it interesting that they were all talking about how now he's at peace and he's not suffering anymore, and now he's in heaven, oh, and he's in a much better place? Wait a second. He wouldn't have died had he taken heed to the word of God. Okay, so they reject the word of God to their own mercy. They might still be here if they would have taken heed to the warnings of God, Psalm 19:11. They failed to do that, but now when they die for their disobedience, somehow or another, they're all in heaven according to their what they call friends. No, friends like that, who needs enemies, friends? Right? No, oh no, those, they're not friends. But it goes on and talks about his uncle. And then it talked about how he now caught up with his wife who just recently died. And then it went on to three more family members who have all recently died from the shot. No joke. When the doctors told us, the 10 pennies of the world told us, we haven't seen anything yet, friends. I'm telling you, we haven't seen anything yet. Because it's hitting all around us now. We're seeing more and more and more of this. And somehow or another, the people still, they're going to wait for the mainstream media to drive the next narrative. That's why I tell you at the beginning of the show that it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. No, you have to do your own due diligence, because these people, like an Enrico was just telling you, they're lying to you. They're getting paid to lie to you. They're telling you that they're lying to you. They're being busted lying to you constantly. And somehow or another, when somebody tells you the truth, then you question those that tell you the truth. Well, then you deserve the lie. You deserve the lie. Because that's what you're accustomed to. Read 1 John chapter 4, verse 5. Look at this. 1970 to 2020, 50 years, 1,312 athletes suffered from cardiac arrest and died. 2021 to 2022, in 1 year, 1,598 athletes suffered from cardiac arrest and died. Hey, folks, when I tell you, they tell you the opposite of what is true. Will you please listen for your own sakes? When they say that they're going to make America great again, nope, they're setting cabinet members to do it again so they can destroy more. See, this is what their father, the devil, does. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. John 10:10. Okay, and they're driving you to their friend in big pharmaceutical companies. Oh, and you do know, I need to make this clear so y'all understand, because a lot of ignorant people listen to the show. That money that they're giving, your government is giving to the pharmaceutical companies, and then the pharmaceutical companies are giving money to the politicians that stole it from the American people. Did you see how that worked? I just wanted to make clear that it's your money they're doing it with. We'll be right back. God calls to the Christian churches today. It is to come forth from their hiding place. Just as Elijah came forth and meet the king, declare the ground on which you meet the enemies of God and meet them in the name of Jesus Christ. John G. Lake. E.M. Bounds was correct when he stated that God's church is a militant host. Its warfare is with unseen forces of evil. God's people, he said, compose an army fighting to establish his kingdom in this earth. Their aim is to destroy the kingdom of Satan and to erect the kingdom of God over its ruins, which is, said E.M. Bounds, righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. This militant army is composed of individual soldiers of the cross. The army of God is its defense, and prayer is the added power that crowns it all.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
Jeremiah 6:16 commands that we go back to the old paths. He who has not felt what sin is in the Old Testament knows little what grace is in the New. He who has not trembled in Moses and wept in David and wondered little in Isaiah will rejoice little in Matthew and rest little in John. He who has not suffered under the law will scarcely hear the glad sound of the gospel. This quote given unto us by none other than R.W. Barber. Wow. Hey, folks. How could it be otherwise? I mean, that's a great question. I highlighted over the last weekend a guy. They keep coming up with these terminologies concerning how bad these people are, and this is like a repeat felon, and I'm talking like 8 and 9 different times. And they reported in the paper this chronic repeat offender concerning crimes. I'm doing live radio here, guys. And what was interesting is he actually was driving down the highway and ended up slaughtering someone on the street. And, you know, I've said it so many times. I mean, you cry so much, it just turns into the point of it's maddening. what the people put up with, right? Well, it's true. It's maddening. And then what comes about? You almost got to put a smirk on your face because of the ignorance of the people. So they reported this chronic repeat offender, repeat felon. He slaughters a family on the street. I mean, it looked like a tin can squashed, friends. He's okay. But the family was killed. They were murdered by this repeat offender. Who's created that repeat offender? Soft judges have continuously developed and raised up a crop of repeat offenders. And then when they repeat the crime and the crimes get more severe, they have to report it in the paper. Who does this work for? It works for their bureaucracy. I'll tell you what, if it was one of their family members that got slaughtered on the street, I'll tell you what, everything would change. But why Americans, again, I have to ask the question, why do you suffer the abuses? They're not doing their job. This isn't mercy. Hey, folks, it's not the mercy of God to allow this man to go out and commit 8 felons or felonies, and then after that, go out and slaughter a family and then offer him mercy. As long as he plea bargains somehow or another, we're going to work with him and we're going to take care of him. And then we're going to put him through school and then we're going to rehabilitate him. Hey, folks, do you realize that the government and these bureaucracies are stealing your money to keep fueling what they're creating? Is that a mercy to society? No. Do you know that if you drink and drive, by the way, in El Salvador the very first time, do you know what they do? They put you in front of a firing squad. Guess what they don't have a problem with in El Salvador? You know, but in America, they love to highlight, you know, 12,000 families were slaughtered. You need to give money to Mothers Against Drunk Drivers. No. Americans, you need to rise up and bring justice to the soft judges that are producing these criminals. That is a fact. Common sense. You must deter the crime by teaching them the consequence if they violate that law. And without it, you're done. Do you realize every day of the week that your family becomes a prey to these bureaucrats? Because if they were there upholding their oath, they would enforce the law against the crime right off the bat and teach them the lesson that we're not going to tolerate your crimes, which is a mercy to the innocent, not the other way around. But the American people have been taught to believe, to show mercy to the guilty while overlooking the victims. And guess what they highlight? The criminals. What about the victims? No. This is why you need to take your media back. Because once you have the media back, you start driving the narrative and letting the people know that you're not going to put up with it. I'll tell you what, this is when it's going to stop. Let's get back to the point for the sake of time. Here's another one. I'm not even close to being done. How could it be otherwise? December 2022, it shows Abigail Maurier. And she's some sort of a champion. I don't know who she is, but she, in April of 2023, May 2nd, 2023, she dies of turbo cancer. It says mandated by AHS to get COVID vaccines. I have to agree with a lady the other day, and she posted it. She said, "You weren't forced to do anything." You know what? I want to be honest, and I want to just side with her. Because the truth of the matter is, you weren't forced to take anything. You took it because you feared that you might lose the idols that you want to serve. Is it true? Oh, absolutely. Don't sit there and tell me about how you were forced to do this, that, or the other thing. You made the choice to take it. And guess what? Now you have to suffer the consequence. I'm not talking about those that didn't know, but you do know that insurance companies today, friends, are telling people that we're not going to cover the death of one of your family members if they took the experimental jab. Say the insurance companies, I played the video a couple days ago. It was on television, right? And what was interesting is the insurance company said there's enough information out there for people to understand that they took it by choice and that it was an experimental jab. And if they took it, we're not going to cover the loss of that family member because they knew better. How's that working out for you? Oh, I heard people all day long whining. Well, they made me take it on so I would lose my job. No, no, no. Hey, how about you stand up and do the right thing and fear God and deal with corrupt man? Because that's what the fear of God teaches you to do. You just feared man more than you feared God. You just want to take the time to actually have to sacrifice something in your own life to take it to the bad guys. That's the truth of the matter. Because Americans today, they think they have too much to lose. I want to tell you what. You came into the world naked and you're leaving with nothing. So you better put your prerogatives aright and perspectives aright concerning the choices that you make. Well, you say, well, that's really hard. No, it's true. Because the people that made the choice, many of them are gone now. Now, look, can I ask you something? Which one's love? The one that says, oh, man, look what they, yeah, they had to keep their job. Yeah, they had to do this. Yeah, they had to do that. Isn't it interesting that the government came back afterwards after they did through totalitarian methods drive people through the use of fear concerning their jobs, that they threw their hands up in the air, they washed their hands in the water, and they said, hey, listen, we didn't make anybody take it. Isn't that what they said? Oh, here's another something for you. Speaking of how could it be otherwise, vaccinations. There is no such thing as side effects. They are poisoning effects. The term side effects is a deceptive marketing term created by the pharmaceutical industry. Allergies, so on and so forth. Autism, seizures. Oh, my goodness. Oh, this is just the beginning. Here's a nurse. As a former hospital nurse, here are a few reasons I quickly realized COVID was a scam. They played the COVID death count on CNN in the cafeteria all day long. Yep, they scared people to take the shot. From CNN, the lowest ratings along with MSNBC. Their ratings can get any lower than a snake's belly, but the people were driven by the fear that they said they didn't believe. The hospitals closed units and laid off nurses because it was so slow. Do you remember when they were telling you that the hospitals were backed up all over the country? And then what happened is people started going to the hospitals and taking pictures and there were nobody at the hospitals. And remember that then Facebook started pulling them down so you couldn't see the truth of the matter? See, they were driving the people from fear. The fear of man, which brings a snare. Yep, that's exactly why we don't fear the face of man. We were given only one N95 mask to wear for 2 weeks. This is Andrea Lynn, a former nurse. There were no biohazard bins for used masks or gowns. My shifts on COVID units were some of the easiest days I've ever worked, in spite of what the media told you. Doctors stopped ordering the flu tests and only ordered COVID tests. Friends, I have nurses, RN, male and female, that all told me they watched doctors systematically murder the people that came into the hospital that were totally fine. Here's another one for you if you didn't see her. Caroline Stancic, 24, said, listen carefully. Said Friday that she was abandoned by the military after suffering 3 heart attacks and a stroke after receiving the Moderna mRNA COVID-19 bioweapon. She said, I contemplated suicide. But I'm curious. I mean, nobody in this life, on this earth right now, have more information and more accessibility to the truth of the matter than any other country, and yet our young people just went along with it. But again, just like Enrico was talking about earlier, hey folks, statistically they were lying to you. Yep, their numbers were shifting constantly. They were trying to drive people through the use of fear. And here's the other thing. If they got as many people murdered and genocided the way that they wanted to, then why are they going again? Why are they rebooting themselves to go ahead and assail you on another day? Because they didn't get the numbers. And they wanted you to believe that a high percentage of the people in America took them, that it was more than it was. That is not true. Completely untrue. They want you to feel like it's just you in isolation. That's what they want. Shut your TV off and get into the Word of God. Love you enough to tell you what the liars will not. Talk to you in 23. See ya.